Not only did your grandmother make a name for herself during working hours, she wasn't afraid to put in a little overtime if the need arose. Oh, and she'd only pick the biggest and best cocks to go home with. There was one she was particularly infatuated with. Oh, let's see how much I can remember about him. Watch with me time again. Let's hit play on the video. In 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, she was always so eager to go to his place. Something about him. If I remember correctly. Well, of course he had a big dick. She always loved men with big dicks, but I think she was kind of addicted to his cum. She used to rave about the flavor of this one guy. Well, he was also quite high up in the organization, which of course counted for a lot with your grandmother. She was smart and slutty. She knew what she wanted. Cash and cocks. That was her goal. She was very good at it, too. God, men loved her. She dressed really slutty back in that day. Plus, she wasn't afraid to show her body off. She actually enjoyed showing her cleavage and her legs and stripping for them. Oh, she was sure something. It would make their cocks so hard. This guy, though, he used to tease her. Don't get me wrong, he loved her body. Loved how slutty she was, but he'd make her wait. She liked that about him. Most men would be ripping her clothes off. He'd make her do it. Most men would just shove their cocks in her mouth right away, but he'd take his time. Make her lay back and wait for it. She used to salivate for that cock of his. She kind of liked watching him strip as much as he liked watching her strip. And somehow, he always managed to keep his cock soft until she'd get her lips around it. He said he liked making her work for it. That fucking turned her on. God, all she wanted to do was get her mouth around that dick when she got back to his place. She'd kiss her way down his body, zero in on that big dick, and work her magic to make it hard. He loved the nights when she would come over, feel her skilled hands and skilled mouth on his fat cock. He never met a slut like her. You might think that they're common these days, but back in her day, a slut that would just go home with you and suck you off, that was rare. Especially one who was as skilled as your grandmother was. Even on the big dicks. She'd climb over them, play with them, tease them, get down on her knees, the side of the bed, just so she could get a better angle to get that big, huge dick of his. Massage his balls while she sucked. He liked the view of her pretty face on his cock, her lips just surrounding the tip as she worked that shaft up and down. Milking it, squeezing the tip hard, trying to make him come for her. He could never resist that. God, she started working on it with both hands. That was it. Oh, I remember she said he'd paint her all over with that load of his. She just loved that, rubbing it all over her face. It was like a cum shower. Then she'd use the big head of a stick to feed it all back to her. Gosh, she did love the taste of that guy. I wish I could remember his name. Oh well, it's not important. There were lots more after him that she told me about. And I'm glad I finally get to tell you.